Gabriel Pizza Zoom line this morning. We're trying this for the first time. Max Verano from Ottawa, the leading goal scorer with Leksand in the Swedish Hockey League. Max, how you doing this, I guess, this afternoon, your time?
Very, very good. Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent. Good good of you to join us. And listen, congratulations on a great season in Sweden. But let's first and foremost, my colleague Simmer used to scout and has been to Leksand. He was trying to wax eloquent about Leksand. What's the best thing about living in Leksand, Sweden?
Well, I guess it is a really small town. I know you guys are comparing it to North Bay and whatnot. It might be even smaller than that, I think. But no, I think the people around here, the fans, they're really amazing. It's a lot of fun to play here. I think the rink fits almost more people than even the town is, but people come in from everywhere just to come watch, and it's a lot of fun to be able to play here.
Max, what was your decision second year to go to Sweden, but when you originally decided to go to Europe, why Sweden?
Last year, obviously, the start of COVID and everything, and I was kind of unsure what was going on in North America. And I got an offer to come play in Sweden after the end of December, and thought it was a good opportunity. I know the Swedish league is a really good league, and I know I had a pretty tough year in the AHL my 1 year there. So just try something new, and I've loved it here ever since. It's been a great 2 years, and it's been a lot of fun to be able to play here.
Talking to Ottawa's Max Verano, leading goal scorer in the Swedish Hockey League this year, 21 goals in 32 games, I believe it is. Max, as you said, it's and everybody says it's tough to score in that league with the big ice and everything. So why have you found so much success, do you think?
I'm playing with some pretty good players, to be honest, and I'm getting a little puck lucky here and there too. But I think I love the big ice. It's I can use my speed a little more and whatnot. So I don't know, just try to get some odd man rush, get some more breakaways over there, over here. But no, it's been a lot of fun playing with some great, great players too, which really helps it out.
Max, if I was to kind of summarize the league, would you call it more of a thinking man's game?
Yes, it is like a lot of thinking, but also I think people just don't stop skating. That's the biggest thing. Like, people are back checking hard. It's like every night, because you don't play you don't play back to backs ever. So you always have a day off in between. So it's like people have a little more juice every single game. So it's a lot of skating. People work hard. Defensively, everybody's skating hard, trying to, I think it's a pretty low scoring league overall. I know, like, obviously I'm having a good year, but I think having like a point a game is really, really good in this league. And if you're anywhere close to that, it's pretty good.
I know it's early in the process. You're kind of halfway or a little over halfway through your first full season over there. Have you seen enough? Have you had enough success where you go, you know what, I wouldn't mind plying my trade here for a bunch of years? Or are you hoping to get back over to North America? Or what's kind of the future plan, if you've even thought about it?
I haven't thought much about it. Obviously, I really like it here in Sweden, so I wouldn't mind staying here. But as a little kid, you know, you want to go play, especially being from North America, you want to go play in the NHL as much as you can. And if I can get that opportunity to go back to the NHL, obviously it'd be a dream come true again. So obviously that'd be nice, but I love it here in Sweden too, and it's been a lot of fun.
Is some of the goal, Max, to work it up to some of the bigger markets a chance? I know there's not a lot in Stockholm now, but you look at Frölunda and kind of work your way along, or even look at places like Switzerland?
Yeah, obviously there's like a lot more opportunity, even like Russia, Switzerland. And I know it's a tiny town, but it's actually one of the biggest teams in Sweden. Just like the fan base from way back when they were, I don't know, one of the top SHL teams. I know the last 20 years have been kind of more up and down, but apparently from what I've heard, Leksand has been, it's pretty much a top team in Sweden. It's like compared to like the Leafs or the Canadians from way back when. So
What about the Senators?
Well, I wouldn't put the Senators as a big time historical market, though. But
come on, you're from Ottawa, man. You played for the team when you came. So as you in terms of, just as you said, high profile team, you're the leading goal scorer in the entire league. So I'm sure you're the toast of the town. And as kind of a new guy, like, are you getting Swedish meatballs after every game? Like, the fans are bringing stuff. Like, what kind of perks are you getting as a big time star with the team?
Nothing really. Okay. nothing really.
Have you tried the reindeer meat?
I have not tried the reindeer meat yet, but I've had a lot of meatballs, and I will say they are very, very good over here.
I'd be keen to know, what's the living situation? I'm assuming you don't billet. Do you live with some of the guys on the team? Do you live in an apartment? You got a house? Like, kind of, how's that all play itself out?
Yeah, so in Lexan, they kind of, it's not the biggest town, but they have like this little like campground more or less, but there's like houses on it and everything. And I don't know, there's like five of us who are all kind of neighbors, all like most of the imports kind of here. We all live side by side and just in a little, our own little house, two story, small house. It's not that big, but it's pretty nice. And it's close to the rink and it's pretty easy to get around. So it's a pretty good living spot overall, I'd say.
I was there for the World Junior, Max, and I was a little surprised mid-December how mild it was. What's the idea is the outdoors? And do you guys get out and do any activities, any ice fishing, any skidoo, and anything fun?
I haven't done much outdoor stuff. I've got hiking a little bit here and there, but I know some of my teammates, I know like Carter Ashton, I don't know if you remember that name, but he played for the Leafs, yep, and Team Canada. He's a big outdoor guy, and he goes, I think, skidooing and all that stuff. So he's been out a lot. He has a dog too, so he goes hunting, I think, too, and all that. So no, if you're an outdoorsy person, this is a pretty good place to play.
Nice. We're talking to Max Verano from Ottawa, leading goal scorer in the Swedish Hockey League. You're having a great year, Max, and take us through, because one of the other feathers in your cap for this year, yesterday you were named to the taxi squad for Canada's Olympic hockey team. Kind of take us through how long you've been talking to Claude Julien and the type and those types about the potential of you playing and going to Beijing for the upcoming Olympics.
Yeah, well, actually, it started. I guess there was a long, long list way back in maybe in the fall. Just it was like because the NHL players were going, and then there was just another separate list just in case, even though it's like a 90% chance that the NHL goes or whatnot. So we were on that list. We didn't talk to anybody, just kind of had some paperwork a little bit to do. And then once the NHL decided that they weren't going to go, that's when it kind of became real. That's more or less. And then we had to do a lot more stuff, but I didn't really talk to that many people, if anybody, till maybe a couple of weeks ago when they were trying to nail down who's going to be on the team and everything. And I'm very fortunate just to still be out there. Obviously I'd like to be on the team, but it's pretty awesome just to be even considered to just be on the taxi squad. I know there's a lot of great Canadians who are not in the NHL and playing in Europe, playing in the AHL and even college and everything. So it's truly an honor just to be able to be a part of this group.
When you got the final word that, you're not on the team, but you're on the taxi squad and you're going, kind of what was your reaction at that moment? You're going to the Olympics, man.
Yeah, it was like 50-50. I was like a little disappointed because I was on the team, but also super happy because I was still a part of it, you know? It's a little mixed. It was like obviously like a dream come true almost just to still have a chance, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially, obviously, I don't wish anything bad to happen to anybody on the team. But if God forbid anything does happen, I'll be ready to go.
Do you look at that, Max, as the Lexan team very supportive? Because Ryan Spooner was on. He was a little bit worried about the KHL, but I would assume in Sweden, most of the players from the Swedish league are going to make up the Olympic team. Would they really support and just be excited? Are you going to get a chance to go?
Yeah, I think that's actually a big part about the European hockey in general. I know because we have a few week-long breaks throughout the year where the countries just have a little tournament just to see their players and whatnot. So every time there's like a international event or whatnot, every team is pretty supportive about it. And they want the kids, the players just to go out and play for their country. Cause it's a pretty cool experience. Like I've never done it before. So this is my first time. So it's pretty cool. And I'm pretty excited. And I think the team is excited for me too.
Are you most excited about wearing the Lululemon Olympic gear? Have they sent any of it to you or what?
I think that's the second thing I'm most excited for. First one would be to put on the jersey, but that's for sure.
Yeah.
The second.
What have they told you about the logistics of? Now, one of the reasons the reason they named a taxi squad like they have in the NHL is they want to be sure there's enough players to play in case there is a COVID outbreak within any given team. Are you guys, the six of you, to be separated from the main group just in case, or are you going to be kind of with them all the time? Kind of take us through, if you know, the nuts and bolts of how you're going to spend your time in Beijing.
I'm honestly not even sure if I'm going to Beijing yet.
I had read that you guys are, but that could be wrong. Maybe I'm breaking news.
JR's here to let you know you're coming.
Well, I think it's still like for me at least, I know it's still a little unsure because I know I think they maybe can bring us, but then also we might not be able to play or practice very much. So it's also maybe they might want to keep us here just so I can play in Sweden. Then if something happens, I can just head over too. But so I don't know, I'm still unsure about which way they're going to go with it because I think it's still, I think these days with COVID and everything, everything's kind of day by day kind of make a decision. So I don't, obviously it'd be pretty cool to be able to go even if, say I were to be quarantined away from everybody else, but it'd be pretty cool to go. Be awesome even just to like see all the other athletes. I know it's pretty cool. So yeah, however it works out, it'll be a great experience regardless.
Just get your swag and get the gear. That way you take pictures. You can even fake that you're in Beijing cruising around in the Lexan ice. Hey, nobody will even know. And also, Max, say you're 26 years old. Is 2010 one of your biggest Olympic memories, watching Canada win gold in Vancouver?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, I think my parents were actually at the game. So Jerry, you mentioned that to my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. But, your dad. I know your dad and mom really well. I don't think he ever mentioned that to me.
And I'm pretty sure they were there. Oh. I could be mistaken.
Well, hang on now, Max. Sure. How can you not know if your parents were at the Olympic gold medal game or not?
It was 12 years ago. Okay.
They were actually in Hawaii and didn't take you.
That's awesome. Well, listen, we'll wrap it up there, and thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the awesome start to your year, and whatever the future holds down the road, be it back here in North America or playing over in Europe, and most importantly in the short term. We'll see what happens with the Olympics, but a great honor just to be named even to the taxi squad. So congratulations on everything, and really appreciate you joining us this afternoon, your time.
Thank you guys so much. It's my pleasure.